Job. Rest of y'all shout like Rebbe and we'll be good to go. We'll preach real fast. Amen. Every time she hears my voice, I think she gets happy. Job chapter 42. When you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Most of us know the story of Job. You know, we're not like the politician that several years ago, some guy was running for president and they asked him what his favorite book of the Bible was, and he said the book of Job. And needless to say, he didn't go far. But most of us know the story of Job. And I'll go through some of it while I'm preaching, but we know Job lost everything. And we know that Job lost everything not because of something that Job did, but it was almost like a contest between Satan and God. We know that Satan comes to God and says, you know, God said, what you doing? He said, I've been going back and forth, to and fro, all over the earth. And God said, have you considered my servant Job? And Satan basically says, well, the only reason Job is blessed is because you got a hedge around him and you just multiplying his blessings. And we know what the story went from there. When God allowed Satan to come against Job. It was bad. If you go ahead and study the whole book of Job, it goes from bad to worse, from worse to worse. But guess what? There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Amen. Yeah, come on. Come on.
Like one old preacher said, this too shall pass.
Yeah, come on.
The storm always comes to an end, amen?
Yeah.
Chapter 42 and verse 10, look at what the Bible says. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been his acquaintances before and did eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money and every one an earring of gold. And so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she-asses. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he called the names of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Karen Hapuva. And in the land there were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance among the brethren. And after this Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons, even 4 generations. So Job died being old and full of days. God, we love you. God, we pray in Jesus' name. Thank you for another day. Thank you, God, for each one that's here, Lord. And I pray, God, you'd have your hand on us right now, God, as we try to preach this. Lord, I pray for encouragement today, God, for Christians that's facing hard times, God. God, and I pray if there's one here, Lord, and they're like the devil's just been unloading on them, God, help us realize there is a light at the end of the tunnel. God, I pray, God, you just move in this service. If there's one that's not saved, burden that heart, God, I pray that the Holy Ghost speak to those, the Lord, that I can't speak to. God, you get all the praise. You get all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I thought about this, and in the next few weeks, you're going to probably hear several sermons with this sort of a title. And I'm going to preach a little while this morning on when Satan looked back. I got to thinking about this week, Brother Robert. We all know the story of how, and we've heard the songs over the years, and we've seen our Easter play, how that Satan come before Jesus and said, I almost had you. I wonder when Satan, at the end of chapter 42, and Satan looked back.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
Said, I almost had you.
Yeah.
How many times has Satan looked back on your life? How many times has Satan looked back at you after you've gone through a trial, after he's thrown everything he had at you, and you still came through, amen, and said, I almost had you. And I want to kind of preach that theme this morning on when Satan looked back after Job, after chapter 42. Satan looked back and he saw that God still gets the glory. Amen. The Bible says in chapter 42, verse 1 and 2, then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything and that nothing can be withheld from thee. Satan had a plan that come against Job, but God had a purpose in everything that he was doing. See, that's the problem you and I sometimes. We don't see the end result. All we see is right now. All we see is what we're going through right now. But God had a purpose in everything that God allowed Satan to Job. God had a purpose in that. Job couldn't see God's purpose until the very end. I thought about it as I was studying this. When I was on the highway patrol, I had a first cousin. He got killed in the line of duty. He looked a lot alike, and we were very close, and he talked me into leaving the patrol part of it and going into what is now called the weight unit or the transport police. It was all in the highway patrol back in that day. And I that was my favorite thing I ever did on the as a state trooper. I loved it. I loved weighing trucks. I loved doing that. But after a while, they started coming up with the transport police. And everything was going to transition. And he talked me into going back to the patrol. He didn't want to. And when I went back to the patrol, I'll just put it bluntly, I had a supervisor that I did not like, and obviously he didn't like me. And I had a rough time there for a couple of years on the patrol. But I realized something after, and when God called me to preach, and if I'd have stayed on the weight unit, I'd have done my best, Jackie, to stay with that job. But God had put me in a position that when God called me to preach, I had no problem, Gavin, whatsoever, of turning in my resignation and giving it all away. And if I'd have stayed where I wanted to be at, that wouldn't have happened. You don't understand where you're at right now. You don't understand why you're going through what you're going through right now. See, Satan's got a plan, but God's got a purpose in everything you're going through this morning. Whatever it is, God's got an end result that you can't see yet. Satan had accusations, but God had all the authority. I'm going to say that one more time. Satan made an accusation, but God had all authority. If you go to Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, it says, and I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Chapter 1, verse 9 in the book of Job, then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Chapter 2, verse 5, then said, he put forth thine hand now and touched the bone of his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. But we know that God's got all authority. The Bible says in verse 12, chapter 1 in Job, then the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of God. Satan could not do anything to Job until God turned him loose. Somebody ought to shout right there. I'm telling you right now, whatever you're going through, God had to allow it. God had to say okay. And if God said okay, God's got a purpose in what you're going through this morning. Amen.
Preach it.
Satan started the trouble, but God stopped it. Got to think about as I was studying this, Satan came to God, but God went to Job. I'm going to say that one more time. Satan came to God, but God went to Job. Amen. Yeah. Whatever you're going through, you're not alone. Whatever you're facing, you're not alone. And I'm telling you on the authority of God's word, you're going to come through this, and Satan's going to look back one day and say, I almost had you. I threw everything I had at you, but you came through as gold. Amen.
Come on now.
Satan also says that destruction didn't stop Job's devotion. You hear what I said? Satan looked back and saw that destruction did not stop Job's devotion. In chapter 1, verse 20 and 22 through 20, it says this, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Job, even though Job was hurting, he still worshiped. Even though Job was going through a hard time, he still worshiped. Even though things was not like he wanted it to be, Job could still raise his hand and say, God is still on the throne. It don't matter what I'm going through. It don't matter where I'm at in life. I can still worship. I can still praise him. I can still lift his name up because at one point, Brother Ralph, Job even said, though he kill me, I'm still going to worship him. Amen. My God, when you get that kind of an attitude, you can go through anything. Amen. Satan realized that Job's destruction didn't stop his devotion. Job didn't understand, but he didn't walk away. I'm going to say that one more time. Job did not understand why he was going through what he was going through, but he did not quit. He did not walk away. He did not turn his back on his God. He did not turn his back on his wife. He did not turn his back on his relationships. Understand something. I don't know what you're going through this morning, and I don't know what I'm going to be going through next week, but I'm telling you right now, we ought to have a made-up mind this morning. Job didn't let his pain stop his praise.
That's good, preacher.
You know, a fire, a rain that goes through a fire comes out more beautiful than it was before it went in. What you're going through right now, God's got a purpose in it. What you're going through right now, God's got a plan. And what you're going through right now, God's going to bring you through it. Amen. Satan also saw that God restored Job more than he had to start with. The Bible tells us in chapter 42, verse 10, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for Job twice as much as he had before. I want you to understand, so after he was able to pray for his enemies, Brother David got on this morning in Sunday school, after he was able to pray for his enemies, in other words, Job had to get his mind right before God was able to pour out the blessings on him again. I'm going to say that one more time. Job had to get his mind right before God was able to pour out the blessings on him again. See, we go through hard times, and if we ain't careful, we throw up our hands and we want to quit. We want to start belly aching and griping about everything I'm going through. Nobody got as bad as me. Ain't nobody. Woe is me. Woe is me. Woe is me. But you got to get your mind right before God's ever going to start pouring out the blessings again. We got to have our mind right when we come into God's house. We got to have our mind right. Hey, when we talk to people out there on the street, because everybody's watching us. When Job was able to pray for his friends, God restored unto him double what he had. Satan also saw that Job's influence was restored. Verse 11 in chapter 42. And listen to this. Then came there unto him all his brethren, all his sisters, and all that had been his acquaintances before. If you go back and you go about chapter 3, we find out that Job West had some friends. They sat around there and everything looked pretty good for a while. Then when they started talking, it all fell apart. They started talking. They started blaming Job. They started telling Job stuff like, hey, ain't nobody going to go through what you're going through unless they got sin in their life. Ain't nobody going to be persecuted like you've been persecuted unless they're trying to uphold God, up in God. Ain't nobody going to go through what you've gone through unless they've got all kind of ungodliness in their life. But we understand and we know the Bible says that Job was a perfect and upright man. But in the end, every one of them came back to him. And his influence was restored. His integrity was restored. His health was restored. Thank God. All the people, and they got on Sunday school this morning, all the people that run you down. I've had situations in my life, people told lies on me. And it wasn't long after that, Adam, that they came back and had to apologize. Let me tell you something, folks. If you do what's right, if you do what's right, God will take care of the rest of it. Amen. Amen. You ain't got to answer for what they say about you. You ain't got to answer for how they act towards you. You ain't got to answer for what they do to you. But you got to answer to God for what you do. Amen. Amen. Job maintained his integrity through it all. Even though they jumped on Job and they fussed and they carried on against Job, he did not go off on him. I'm telling you, Job had in his mind, I'm just going to wait and see what God does. Satan also saw that God reversed Job's reproach. The same ones that doubted him now had to come back to him. The same ones that had put him down now had to come back to him. And God said, the only way you're going to be blessed is for this man to pray for you. Wow. Can you imagine, Brother Robert, that one that run you down? That one that talked about you. And you've had it happen. I've had it happen. If you've been in church any amount of time, you've had it happen where they talked about you. They run you down. But when something bad happens, they on the phone, they're calling you. Would you please pray? Would you please pray? Would you please pray? I'm telling you right now, folks, hey, when you maintain your integrity and you do what you're supposed to do through the storm, I'm telling you, God works it all out in the end. Amen. Thought about it as I was studying this. Bible tells us about a man named Joseph in the book of Genesis. Joseph had a dream that all of his family bowed down to him. And Joseph, he went out and told them. They laughed at him, mocked him, and his brothers hated him. His brothers sold him into slavery. And for about 17 to 20 years there, Joseph had it hard. But in the end, guess what happened? Joseph's same brothers that sold him into slavery had to come and bow down before him. Amen. And see, the thing about it is, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20 says this, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it to good to bring it to pass as this day to save much people alive. God's got a purpose in what you're going through today. If that's going to be a theme to this sermon, God's got a purpose in what you're going through today. Satan also saw that Job had a family blessing that he couldn't block. Chapter 13 through verse 15, God gave Job children again. That's proof that there's hope in God. God, the Bible says, when I read this, the Bible says there were no other women in the land that was as pretty as his girls. What are you saying, preacher? That's proof that there's joy in God. The Bible talks about how God gave him a future. That's proof that the story is not over. In chapter 41, it didn't look good. In chapter 40, it didn't look good. In the first part of chapter 42, it didn't look good. But you got to understand something. There's going to come a point in that time where God's going to put a stop to it. And God's going to say, all right, Satan, that's it. All right, Satan, as far as you're going, I'm going to restore the blessing. I'm going to give back to them what you took from them. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, folks, we got to understand, God, Satan cannot block the blessings of God. Amen. You do what's right and see what God can do. Amen. The Bible talks about, I thought about it, you know, as I was studying this, and Sharon sings that song, Roses Will Bloom Again. Right now, you might be going through a hard time. Right now, see the thing about this, we got folks in this building right now. You've already gone through the hard time. You've already come through the storm. And Satan already looked back and saw you and realized he almost had you, but he didn't. But see, we got others in here this morning that's going through it right now. You're going through a hard time right now. I'm trying to tell you on the authority of God's word that the story ain't over. Yeah, amen. Amen. The story ain't over. God's still working this thing out, amen. God's still working his purpose out in your life. Amen. Satan also saw that when Job finished, he was better than when he started. Listen, if God takes us all out right now, guess what? If you're saved, the finish is going to be a whole lot better than the beginning. Amen. Amen. Let me go ahead and tell y'all something. Y'all have heard me say this before. When I got saved, Gavin, you've heard me say this, I don't know how many times. When I got saved, I was just trying to avoid hell. Amen. When I got saved, I went down to an altar. That preacher had preached, and I knew I was a sinner, and I knew that if something happened to me, I was going to bust hell wide open, and that was going to be my eternal home, and all I wanted to do was not go to hell. All I wanted to do was escape those flames. But glory to God, when I got saved, I didn't realize all the fringe benefits that was going to come with it. I didn't realize God was going to put me in, and God was going to put me with people that I loved, and God was going to put me with families and people that loved me and would pray for me. And God just started pouring out his blessings on me. I'm telling you right now, if God takes me out right now, the end has been better than the beginning. And Satan looked back and saw, I just kind of see in my mind that Satan looked back and Satan said, boy, I really messed this up, didn't I? I tried to take him out, and I look at it. I tried to kill him, and I look. I took everything he's got, and I look. And you know what the Bible don't say, but you got to read between the lines, Brother Robert. Whew. Oh, I like it when you get fresh stuff from heaven. This ain't in my notes. When you read the Bible and you read about the end of Job, I believe that after he restored all of his wealth and after he gave him those kids, I can just kind of see as God steps back and God says, all right, hey, go up again. God put that hedge of protection back around him, amen? And I'm telling you right now, you got to understand something. If you'll just trust in the Lord, Satan cannot stop. Hey, Satan realized when he looked back that faithfulness has a reward. You came through the storm. You came through the valley. And I'm going to bless you because you came through the valley. I'm going to bless you because you came through the storm. I'll restore that hedge of protection. The Bible says that Job was able to see up to four generations of his family. Wow. Let me ask you a question. If Satan looks back on your storm, what's he going to be able to say? Let's just be honest now. Everybody didn't come through the storm like Job did. There have been times that some of us almost didn't survive the storm. There have been times that some of us went through the storm and we didn't survive it like Job. We didn't keep our integrity. And it's amazing how God still loved us. And it's amazing how God still brought us back to where we're at right now.
Amen.
I thought about it as I was studying this. You know, when a tree goes through a massive storm, its roots grows a little bit deeper and its branches get a little bit bigger. And I thought about it as Job survived this storm. Job was able to rest under the shade of God's glory for the rest of his life. If Satan looks back on your storm, what's he going to say? Have you come through it like Job? When Satan looked back on the storm, he realized that God had been glorified. He realized that joy had been restored. He realized that Job's faith was proven. What about you? What about you? I want you to bow your heads with me. They come get us a song.